This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's second date update on the Wake Up Call. Kelsey is on with us this morning. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Kelsey and Jared met at Bottle Rock, totally hit it off. They exchanged numbers. He asked her to dinner just a few days after they got back. Kelsey said dinner went really well. They ended up his place. And Kelsey, you told us off the air, you guys hooked it up. You even told us that he even invited you to stay the night.
That all sounds right to me. Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then he didn't respond to me after I texted. Like, I followed up with him a few times after that, and he just, like, completely ghosted me.
It didn't seem like he had a bad time. Now, let me ask you guys, as guys, do you think poorly of a girl that will sleep with you on the first date, like, to the point where you wouldn't want to see her again?
I don't.
No. Will she ever meet my mom? I don't know.
All right, hang on the line. We're going to get Jared on. Jared, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jared. Good, thanks. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I'm not sure if they briefed you before you got on, but you're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. And what this is we've been asked by someone that you went out on a date with to follow up and kind of figure out why they haven't heard from you. Tell us about your date with Kelsey.
Kelsey, she's a lovely girl. We had a great time. Very pretty. She's really lovely.
Okay.
But she hasn't heard from you. So is there a reason why? I mean, you guys sounded like you had a great date and you guys hooked up.
Well, you're saying very nice things about her.
Right. So what's the backstory?
I guess when it comes down to it, it just became pretty clear that we just have different ideas about what we want out of whatever that might have been.
Meaning what?
So we hooked up and and afterwards, she said to me, "I can't believe I have a boyfriend now."
Oh, what?
So, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So, you hooked up, and then she immediately thought that you were her boyfriend?
But then also said it out loud.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I love that Katie had to throw that in, because Katie's definitely had that thought.
I'm like, uh-oh,
let's talk to her again.
Kelsey, are you there?
Yeah.
Kelsey, you're on with Jared.
Kelsey!
I feel like you could have just told me that.
Hold on a second.
I, like, freaked you out.
Kelsey, were you sober when you said this?
I mean, mostly, yeah.
Okay, well, that's the wrong answer. Because I almost would have had your back if she was drunk, because I told a girl once that right after we had sex, and we were not dating, I said out loud as I was passing out, "I love you." And then she goes, "What did you say?" And I snapped up completely sober and said, "What did I say?" It's a true story. I mean, talk to your friend, Katie.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
so
you've had thoughts like this.
I have not thought, "Oh, this guy is my boyfriend." But I have thought, like, I definitely would think that that meant we were going to go out again, that it was something more than probably it usually was.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, like, for me, like, I don't really sleep with people unless I'm, like, in a monogamous relationship. And so I just kind of felt like that indicated that he was ready to, like, that he was, like, feeling the same vibes I was feeling.
This is probably where that phrase, "we should have the talk," comes from, right? Because it actually involves,
I mean,
having a discussion.
Having the talk should never come up on a second date update. There's no talk.
That's a good point.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. It's too fast.
Kelsey, everything was too fast.
Well, probably including, if you are somebody that when you sleep with somebody, it makes you feel like, okay, that means we're in a relationship, you slept with him too fast. You shouldn't even want to be in a relationship with somebody you've gone on one date with. You don't know that person, you know?
So I do have a very valid question, though. So now, Jared.
Oh, boy.
Like, now that this conversation is happening, now that we know where the barriers are, would you be interested in going on a second date, or is this like a deal breaker?
Before you answer, I think that you should say yes, and here is why. Sure, there was an uncomfortable snafu. Who amongst us hasn't, you know, had sex with somebody and then assumed that you guys were in a relationship? Nobody could say that.
Me, I can say that.
But you guys both said you had a really nice time together.
I'd be willing to consider it, yes. I would want to talk to her first.
Okay, okay.
All right, good. Because if you didn't, I mean, we'd have to split up properties and just say who gets the dogs.
Kelsey?
Yes.
Yes, you'd go out again?
I mean, obviously I need to chill a little bit. So yeah, it might be good for me to take something slow.
Chilling is a good idea.
So, I mean, I would be interested because I really like you, Jared, so...
Unless
the second date means we're engaged.
This hilarious guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.